Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And finally, make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. You are listening to a special bonus show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. This is your soccer tutorial by popular demand. We previously released two shows called Soccer in 20. Soccer in 20 Part 1 was your basic. Soccer in 20 Part 2 was your more complicated soccer bets. We are going to run through both here. I thought we would just need a refresher of Soccer in 20 Part 2, but it seems like some guys need the basics again, so we are going to do that here in this soccer tutorial show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. It's at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. And finally, follow the Twitter account for my premium pay service, which is lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. And the Twitter account is at lockbettingcom. That's at lockbettingcom. So lockbetting.com without the dot. This service has delivered now 110 months in a row of transparent track profit. That means we've been undefeated every single month for 9 years and 2 months. And that means we are 10 months away from being able to say I haven't had a single losing month in a decade. If you want to be a part of the journey getting there, all you need to do is head over to lockbetting.com and sign up. August is a great month to sign up because we release all of our soccer futures. And just because you didn't get week one doesn't mean it's too late to get those futures. You can still get the futures for the EPL. You can get the futures we haven't released yet for La Liga and Serie A. And of course, you get NFL futures towards the end of the month. And we have plays for the US Open tennis. Of course, we have tennis plays nearly every single day. We have plays on MLB. We have domestic soccer plays. We have plays on combat sports as well. So if you want to be a part of all of that, head over to lockbetting.com. If you want to do your research, look at the pin tweet on the Twitter account that I mentioned, at lockbetting.com. You'll see it is the P&L for the month of July. To see all of the other P&Ls, they're available on the lockbetting.com site. The easiest way to do them is to click the P&L for the month of July. Go down to the bottom of the page, you'll see little tags. They say things like tennis, football, soccer, MLB, whatever it may be. All the tags are there. Click the tag that says P&L. By clicking that, you'll have access to all of the other P&Ls. And when you look at a P&L, do your research properly. Look at the sports, look at the types of plays, look at the stakes, which is very important. There's no ridiculous five-star plays or 10-unit maxes or 20-unit whales or any of that garbage. It's all realistic, sensible stakes. And down the bottom, you'll see comments from real members verifying the fact that this month really did happen. These plays really did happen for every single spreadsheet, meaning that we have genuinely delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit, 9 years and 2 months unbeaten, and we are looking for month number 111 in August. We had a hot start to EPL match day one, but now there's even more soccer to bet on and plenty of sport coming up this month, including a major boxing fight between Alexander Usyk and Anthony Joshua. So a huge month in August, lots of stuff still to come, and you can still be a part of it. Just head over to lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. Now, moving on with your soccer tutorial, what I've decided to do, the easiest way to do this is just to pick one game from the future. And the game I've decided to pick is Manchester United versus Liverpool. So we're going to use Manchester United versus Liverpool here on this show to take you through the different types of soccer bets that you can do. This game takes place on August the 22nd, so there is plenty of time to look through these markets and learn all of the different types of soccer bets that are available to you, and we'll use this game as the game for this tutorial. Let's begin with the three-way moneyline market, the full-time result market, which sees Manchester United listed as a 7-2 underdog. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 7-10 on Liverpool. Now, I use the UK odds. These are different to the American odds. So when I say 7-2, what that means is that you need to put £200 on Man United to win £700. So you'll get your £200 back, plus your £700 if Man United wins. So a total of £900, with £700 being your profit. If you bet £100 on Liverpool to win, you will make a profit of £70. So the 7-10 means that you need to bet £100 to make £70. If you were to bet £100 on Man United at 7-2, you would make a £350 profit, because 7-2 would be 3.5. If you put £10 or £100 on the draw, sorry, at 3-1, that would be the same as plus 300, and that would return you 400 in total, with 300 being your profit. Now, the full-time result market, the 90-minute market, the moneyline market, is not the same as the pick market, or sometimes what we talk about as draw no bet. Draw no bet is the same as having something as a pick. So when two teams are a pick in the NFL and there's no spread, if the game was a tie, then it would be a push. And that would be the same situation here with the pick market, where Liverpool are the 1-3 favourites. So you need to put 300 on to win 100. And Man United here are at 5-2. As I said, this would be listed as a pick market or a draw no bet market. 100 on Man United wins you a 250 profit, with 350 back in total. And 100 on Liverpool only wins you 133 in this market, with a 33 profit. So they are the strong favourites to win this game. Not surprising, really, given the way that the last two meetings, or the last two competitive meetings between these two sides, went last season. So Liverpool, the strong favourites. And in that market, if it does end up being a draw, so when I say pick or when I say draw no bet, that means that if it is a draw, then you end up pushing those selections. Now, this is different to the Asian handicap market. However, when the Asian handicap is set at zero, so if you see a zero Asian handicap, that means that it's the same as the pick market and the draw no bet market as well. So moving on to those Asian handicap lines, with Liverpool being the favourites to win this game, they will obviously be looking to cover more of the lines here. The zero line here is the same as the draw no bet market. So Liverpool are at 1-3. Then we have Liverpool at 0.25. That one here is available at 1-2. Now, what that means is that if the game is a draw, then you lose half of your selection. You don't lose the full amount, and you don't get the refund either that you get by taking a pick at 1-3. If you take it at 1-2, you can win more money, but you are also taking the risk of losing half of your money. So if it ends up being a 1-1 draw, you don't lose your entire stake, you lose half of your stake. And if you take it at 1-3 with a zero Asian handicap line, you get a full refund. If it's a draw, you obviously lose if Man United lose the bet. 0.5 is a money line play. So if you take Liverpool at 0.5 and you're getting that at 7-10, the same price that they are to win the game, that is simply a way of playing the money line on the Asian handicap market. Liverpool -1 is available here for you at 11-10. Now, Liverpool -1 means that if Liverpool win by a single goal, then you end up pushing the selection. You need Liverpool to win by 2 goals or more, but by taking it at -1, you have the protection of Liverpool not needing to win by 2 goals. -1 allows you to push if they win by 1. If they fail to win the game, you lose the bet. 0.75 is the in-between of 0.5 and -1. Now, 0.75 means that if Liverpool win the game, you win half of your money. If Liverpool win the game by just 1 goal, you win half of your money. You don't win the full amount if you took them on the money line at -0.5. You get half of your stake. So you get half a push and half a win at 0.5. So to reiterate, at 0.5, where you're taking Liverpool on the essentially on the money line at 7-10. If you take that and Liverpool win the game, no matter what score, you get a winner. If you take -1 and Liverpool win by 2 goals or more, you have a winner. If they only win by a single goal, you have a push. And 0.5 is the in-between, or 0.75, sorry, is the in-between, where if Liverpool win by a single goal, you get half a win. If Liverpool draw or lose, you lose the bet. Or if Liverpool win by 2 or more, then that is a winning selection. The same as taking the -1. You just get half your winnings with the 0.75. And you only get a push if they win by a single goal on the -1. So that's essentially the Asian handicap markets between 0 and 1. When you get to -1.25, you're getting bigger odds. But things get even more complicated here at this point. Now, at -1.5... Liverpool need to win by 2 goals, but if they win by just 1 goal, you only lose half of your money. At 0.15, if Liverpool win by 1 goal, you lose all of your money. So you need them to win by 2 goals to have a winner here. But taking 1.25 instead of 1.5 does give you half of your stake back. The -1.25 here is available at 7-5. Whereas if you do go for the -1.5, which is Liverpool to win by 2 goals or more, it's the same as taking a regular handicap line. It won't be listed as an Asian handicap line. In more basic markets, it will be just listed as the handicap, which is -0.15, or sometimes it may just be listed as -1. If you're not using the Asian markets, that one will be listed at the price of 17-10. So once again, we're going to run through all of this again because it's really important that everybody understands. Liverpool on the Asian handicap market at 0 means that they need to win the game for you to win, but you have a push if they draw. However, you are laying the odds of 1-3 -300 on that selection. If you take Liverpool 0.25, you are getting 1-2 odds. If Liverpool win the game, you win the selection. If Liverpool draw the game, you lose half of your money. So you're not fully covered like you were with the 0 when you took Liverpool as essentially as a pick. 0.5 is the same as the money line. It has the same price of 7-10. Liverpool need to win the game. If they don't, you lose your bet. If you take 0.75, you are looking at Liverpool getting a bigger win here. You need them to win by 2 goals or more. If they just win by 1 goal, you win half of your money, but you get half of a push as well. If they win by 1 goal and you take -1 at the price of 11-10, you end up with a push. If they draw or lose, you lose. You need them to win by two goals or more to win this selection. The same for 1.25, but if they win by one goal, you don't get a full refund. You get half a push and half a loss. With minus 1.5, there are no pushes. They need to win by two or more for you to win. If they win by a single goal at minus 1.5, you lose your selection. Now, there's no point running through every single selection because everything just repeats at this point. So we'll use minus two as an example. If you take Liverpool minus two, which is available here at 7-2. So if you take Liverpool at 7-2 on minus two, they need to win by three goals or more. If they win by one goal or they lose or draw, you end up losing this selection. If they win by exactly two, you end up with a push. If you take minus 2.5, which is available at 5-1, you need Liverpool to win by three goals or more. If they win by one goal, you lose. By two goals, you lose. If they draw, you lose. And if they lose, you lose. So that's pretty much the Liverpool side of the Asian handicap market. On the Man United side, it works out differently. If you take Man United plus 0.5, that means that you are taking Man United essentially on the double chance market to avoid a defeat. So if Man United are getting plus 0.5 goals, if they avoid a defeat in this game, you end up winning this selection. If you take Manchester United plus one, Manchester United can lose this game by just one goal and you end up with a push. For you to win this bet by taking Man United plus one at 7-10, you need Man United to avoid a defeat. But if they lose by just one goal, you are protected with a push. If you take Manchester United plus 1.5, you are then taking Man United to avoid a hefty defeat. So if Man United do lose by one goal, you still win, but you are taking odds of 1-2. If they lose by two or more, you still lose that selection despite taking 1-2 odds. So that's a very quick overview of how it works by taking the underdog side of an Asian handicap line. Now we look at the goal line side of Asian handicaps. Now, the line for this game is set at 3. It's over 3 at 10-11 and under 3 at 10-11. If there are 3 goals in this game, then this is a push. Now, if you took the over 2.5, which is available at 3-5, you would need 3 goals to win. And if there were 2 goals in this game, you would lose. If you took the over 3.5, you would need 3 goals in this game. Over 3.5 is available at 7-5, and under 3.5 is available at 1-2. If there were 3 goals in this game and you took the under 3, you would win, or the under 3.5, sorry, you would win. And if you took the over 3.5 goals, you would lose. But if there were 5 goals in this game and you took over 3.5, you would have a winner at the price of 7-5. So we've gone straight for the jugular there and covered the Asian handicap lines relatively quickly. And everything else from this point should now be relatively simple. When we look at the double chance market, and as you guys know, Man United plus 0.5 was available at 11-10. That's the same price that Man United here are on the double chance market. The double chance market is listed as Man U or draw, meaning that any result other than a Liverpool win means you win the selection. The double chance market also has draw or Liverpool, so anything but a Man United win. But obviously with Liverpool being strong favourites, that's a short price at 1-6 minus 600. And any winner, so any price but a draw, either of these two teams to win, that's at 1-4, so minus 400. The over-under market here, we looked at the Asian goal lines and it was set at 3. The over-under is set at 2.5 on the basic market, and over 2.5 goals in this game is very short. It's available at 8-13 with under 2.5 goals set here at 11-8. So obviously the bookies do fancy there to be 3 goals or more and probably expect Liverpool to score a majority of them, although they do think Man United will score in this game because the both teams to score market sees both teams to score yes at 4-7 and no at 5-4, meaning that it's nearly minus 200 for both teams to find a net here in this game. Both teams to score should be very self-explanatory. Now, you can take both teams to score and you can pair it off with the outcome here in this match. For example, Man United and both teams to score is available at 7-1. If you take both teams to score, yes. If you take both teams, Man United to win and both teams to score, no. That is Man United to win as a clean sheet. You can also find this as Manchester United to win to nil. So you can take Man United and both teams to score, no. Or you can take Manchester United to win to nil. Both should be available at 9-1 with both teams, Man United and both teams to score at 7-1. Liverpool and both teams to score is shorter. That one is available at 5-2. Meaning if you put £200 on Liverpool to win and both teams to score, you'd be looking at a 500 profit with 700 back altogether. And both teams to Liverpool and both teams to score, no. So Liverpool to win to nil is available at 5-2. So that's the same price for Liverpool and both teams to score, yes, and both teams to score, no. The draw on both teams to score here is available at 4-1. So that's any score draw. And both teams to, and a result of a draw and both teams to score, no, is at 16-1, because that's the same as a nil-nil draw. The correct score market is simply to pick the correct score in the game. So if you want a 1-1 draw, that's available at 15-2. If you want Liverpool to win by 3-1, that's available at 12-1. That is very self-explanatory. You just go and pick the scoreline and then you put a bet down on it. The half-time, full-time markets, this can be confusing to people because there is a market to win both halves. This is not that. The half-time, full-time market is who's going to be leading at the half and who's going to win the game. Man United are available at 13-2 to be winning at half-time and then to go on and win the game. Man United to be winning at half-time and then to draw the games at 14-1. And Man United to be winning at half and then eventually lose is at 20-1. A draw at half-time and Man U is at 9-1. And a draw-draw is at 6-1. A draw at half-time with Liverpool to win in the end is the shortest price at 4-1. Other than Liverpool, which is available at 13-8. So it's Liverpool to win at half time and Liverpool to win the game, which is what happened last season twice. Liverpool and draw is at 14-1. That's Liverpool to be winning and Man United to come back in the second half and get a draw. And the most unlikely is Liverpool to be winning at half time and Man United to make a miracle comeback and win. That's at a whopping 33-1. We've already covered the win to nil market. That's something that we do very often. That's simply a team to win along with a clean sheet. It could be listed as both teams to score, a result on both teams to score. So in this instance, Liverpool to win with a clean sheet would be Liverpool and both teams to score. No, that would be the same as getting Liverpool to win to nil. So I think they are your primary soccer markets. Obviously, there are other props available, such as corners and things of that nature that we're not going to look at. The goal scorer markets, you can get player to score first, you can get player to score last, you can get player to score anytime, and you can double up a player to score anytime along with his team to win. You can make all of these selections by using books that have bet builder props built in. But obviously, again, that is very, very self-explanatory. You just build the bet that you want. You put in the team that you think are going to win. You put in a player you think is going to score any time. And the bet builder should put up a price for you. In this particular game, there should be ones available for specials. Or that may come up nearer the time. Other markets include to win both halves. This is literally to win both halves. So if Liverpool were winning 1-0 at halftime and they won the game 3-0, they would win both halves. That's available at 10-3. To score in both halves means that if the halftime scoreline was 1-1, and it finished 4-1 to Liverpool, then only Liverpool would score goals in both halves. Liverpool to score in both halves is at 5-4, and Man United to score in both halves is available at 7-2. The winning margin bet, this is the winning margin for the game. Man United to win by 2 goals or more is at 8-1. Liverpool to win by 2 goals or more is at 13-8. Man United to win by 3 goals or more is 22-1. And Liverpool to win by 3 goals or more is 4-1. This is similar to just taking the handicap lines and the Asian handicaps that we listed. You'll find a lot of soccer bets are repeated and are basically listed in different categories. Even here, when we're using the same book, the Asian handicap markets can be the same as the draw no bet market and can be the same as the regular handicap market. The Asian handicap markets just give you a little bit more in between. The regular handicap markets are very much listed as 0, -1.5, -2.5, -3.5, whereas the Asian markets give you the in-betweens. It gives you the 1.25s, it gives you the 1.75s, and that is the primary difference when you're looking at those Asian markets. So I've tried to give you as much information as possible. It sounds like I'm talking fast forward. Obviously, if you're not familiar with soccer betting at all, this is still going to be complicated for you. I'm not under the delusion that I'm going to do one show and suddenly you're just going to bang it out. What I advise you to do is look at this game. It's happening on August the 22nd. Run through some of the bets that I went through and try and just build some bets. Try and look at what I said, put it on repeat, and try and build up an understanding of it. And then also have a play around with your bet builder. Go through the both teams to score, the halftime, full times, the player to score any time during the game, the results, the draw, Liverpool to win, Man U to win, etc. Just have a play around with it. Eventually, I guarantee you, this is the best way to learn what you're doing. And this is coming from somebody who, at the age of 12 or 13, would stand outside betting shops, ask men to get him a coupon. I would get the coupon, I'd fill it out, I'd come back the next day with £5 coins or whatever and ask people to put the bets on for me. That's how I did things as a teenager. So we're more advanced in that now. We don't need to learn through paper. We can learn through the internet. We can learn through various websites where you can build bets quite in depth. And by playing around with that, you should be able to learn a lot more, coupled up with the information here on this podcast. So until tomorrow, when we drop our future shows for La Liga and Serie A, that is it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.